We're going to learn the sugya of Maso Matan B'yom Eidam, doing business with a guy at the time of his holiday. Yom Eidam, the time of the holiday of the guy, they would worship Avodah Zarah, the holidays surrounded around their religion and their Avodah Zarah. So the mission of the first mission of Avodah Zarah, page 34, first mission. Before the holiday, shalayv de kichavim of those who worship of Avodah Zarah, shloisha yamim, 3 days. Asur lases velases imahim. You're not allowed to do business. Lases velases is maso matan. It's also to do business with them. Lash ilon. You're not allowed to lend them a tool. Lend them an object. Velishoil mehem, you're not allowed to borrow from them an object. Lehalvoison, you're not allowed to lend them money for these 3 days before their holiday. Velilvois mehem, you're not allowed to borrow from them. Lepoiron, you're not allowed to repay them a loan that you borrowed from them. Velefroya mehem, you're not allowed to get paid back from them. Rabbi Yehuda says, Nefraim mehem, you're allowed to get paid back from them. B'pnei shemeitzer ulai. The whole reason you're not allowed to do all these things is because it makes the guy happy and he goes to worship his Avodah Zarah and he thanks his Avodah Zarah, so he adds to his Avodah Zarah. You're causing him to add to his Avodah Zarah. Zokter Behuda, if you're taking back money that he owes you, so you're making him have less money. Making him have less money, it won't cause him to do more Avodah Zarah. Amrulai, the Chacham said to Rabbi Yehuda, Avo Bisha Meitzer, who Achshav, even though right now he feels bad that he's losing this money, Sameach Ulaachasman. Afterwards he thinks to himself that he's happy that his loan is paid up. The person doesn't want to lose money, but he's happy that his loan is paid up and he doesn't have an outstanding balance on his loan. So Rashi says Vekulu, the first Rashi, Vekulu Mishom Dem Ozel Umayda Avez Kechav. They're all, for the reason is, because the person will go and thank his Avodah Zarah for helping him get the, so again, in order to do business with him, he'll thank the Avodah Zarah for helping him do business. You're not allowed to borrow a chafetz from him. He'll thank his Avodah Zarah, look, I have extra that I could lend out to someone else. You're not allowed to borrow, you're not allowed to lend to him, because then he'll think his Avodah Zarah that he had an opportunity to borrow from someone else. So all these Yisurim are because it causes the guy to go do more Avodah Zarah. Zok Taisus, also losses v'losses imam. Taisus can be bothered that b'zman hazeh we are not machmer on this issa, we don't close our stores on days of the holiday. Goyim come and do business with us, and we don't refrain from buying from them or saving or selling to them on their holidays. So Taisus also losses v'losses imam. Pirush HaKuntrish, Rashi says, Mishum de ozul b'yim edoy u'moid loves kechav. He goes on his holiday and he thinks the Avodah Zarah mitoich l'shoyne mashma. From Rashi, it seems she was alayma af mekach u'memker. Mekach u'memker is also also for this reason. V'kosh, v'kotais alma somchu ha'oilam achsho. What does the world rely upon today? What is it that Yidden today do business with Goyim? Losses for losses, b'yim eid, I've come to do business on the day of the holiday of the Goyim. Nehi the roive dayhem and akadeshim zaktaisis, even though most of their holidays are not really days of serving the Avodah Zarah, but rather to the kadeshim, to the saints, that they just are happy or celebrate that the saint existed. We have today St. Patrick's Day, Saint, different days that they just talk about the saints. There's nothing about the deity itself. There's no one, they're not worshipping that they believe controls the world. But on every week there's one day, there's different gesoys of what this means, but most understand it means Sunday. B'chol shavua yom echad, and every day, every week, there's one day of Sunday, Yesh Lahem, the Rebbe Shmuel, according to Rebbe Shmuel, it's always aser to do business with the Goyim because of Sunday, because there's always 3 days before Sunday or 3 days after Sunday. So it's always us. You see that Sunday is a day that they worship, the Christians worship their God himself and not the Kadeshim, not the those that they consider holy. But ein loimar dehainu taima. So what do we have to rely on doing business with them 3 days before their Sunday? Ve'ein loimar dehainu taima. Do not say that this is the reason mishum da'ev dekechavim shabuchutz la'aretz lav oiv de'avet dekechavim. That perhaps today, the Chavim and Chutzlars, they don't really know about their Avodah Zarah. It's just Minhag HaVaseim B'Yadayim, Ela Minhag HaVaseim B'Yadam. They just follow the ways of their father. This is their culture. They just do it. They don't really believe in the Avodah Zarah or know and study the ways of worship. The Ha'amar Shmuel B'Gemara, Shmuel says in the Gemara that that's not true. B'Goyla, Eine Os Eliyayim Eidam B'Vat. Shmuel says that B'Goyla, where they're not so oduk, they're not so attached to their Avodah Zarah. It's only also on the day of the holiday. But Hamia, you see that on the day of their holiday, it is Osir. Hoyim Eidam Mia Osir. Lekach Nir. Tosis says, the Shari Mishum Eva. It's mutter because of the animosity that would be caused if we don't do business with them. If we would close our stores or not allow them to buy from us or not buy from them on those days, the Sundays and the days where they actually worship their Avodah Zarah, we would cause Eva, we would cause hate and animosity between us and the Goyim, and for that reason Chazal are Matarit. How do I know the Chazal are Matar for that reason? Gemara says, Gabri Yehuda Nasiya, the Shadle Omina Dinra Kasraina, there was a min, a Christian who sent him a gift, B'yayim Eidai, on the day of his holiday, Omer Hechiyev. So Rabbi Yudin Siya said, what should I do? Loi Ashkele, I should not take it from him, because the mission says, you're not let her take from a guy on the day of his holiday. Havi Le'eva, he'll be upset at me. What are you refusing my gift? It'll make it a fight. You see, that a person is mechuyev to reckon with Eva. We have to take Eva in consideration, even when Chazal asks her something. Rabbi Yudin Siya said, how could I not take it? It'll cause Eva. So Tais is not such a good raya. Mi ein misham raya gemura. The Shem alav misham Eva lishtri. Rabbi Yudin Nasiya did not mean to say that even though Chazal says it's aser, but the cause, if it will cause Eva, I'll do it. Elo hayonoytel eitz okeitzad yase. He was trying to figure out, what should I do? Not to take because Chazal says it's aser, was cause Eva. So therefore, I'm looking to do something else, trying to find an eitz with its mother. V'oiv itayma misham Eva. Another question is, if the reason is Eva, tenach lahal voisam. Sometimes we have to lend them money. A person is a money lender, and the guy comes on his holiday. If you don't lend the money, he'll make a fight. Lashilo, or to lend him something, or the parament to pay him back. If the guy comes and asks back for his money, to do business with them. It's not going to cause such a fight if we don't do business. He says, the yid could say, I don't have anything to sell. I don't want to sell anything. V'chein lishol lilvois v'lefroya mayoda akam shemeniach misham yameide. And other business transactions that the guy has no idea that the reason why you're not doing it is because of his holiday, that will not cause any hate, any fight or animosity. So therefore, it should be aser. Lakach nira. Therefore, the reason is not because of Eva, but rather, the tam aheta misham, the akam de shebeineinu kimlam v'gavaya. We know that the guy that are among us, they do not serve their Avodah Zarah. They don't serve their Avodah Zarah. Not that any goyim mechuslar is from the time of the Gemara, but rather the goyim that surround us, that we know, they do not serve Avodah Zarah. So that is the Taisus only heta for us. Again, the Mishnah says that you're not allowed to do business with a goy for 3 days before his Avodah Zarah, before his holiday. The Gemara said, Taisus brought, that in Chutzlarts, where they don't do so much of a Zorah, it's only us on the day of the holiday, but at least the day of the holiday is definitely Aser. Taisus asks, what do we rely on to do business on the days of their holidays? Taisus says, Sunday is a real holiday. And Taisus suggests that the reason is because of Eva, it's Mutter in a time that'll make a fight. If you don't do business, it's Mutter. Taisus says, even something which does not make a fight is mutter because our goyim do not really serve the Avodah Zarah. This is brought in Shulchan Aruch, Simon Kuf Mem Ches, Sifid Beis. Yesh Oymim She'ein Kol Dvarim Elu Amurim. Some say that all this is not said, meaning all these halachas brought before in Shulchan Aruch that are the halachas of the Yom Edom, the days of their holidays. Ela ba'os zman, only in those days of the Chachamim, the Gemara. Al b'zman hazeh, nowadays, inam b'kiyim b'tiv alilim, they don't really know even the rules of their Avodah Zarah. They just go to pay their respects. They don't really serve the Avodah Zarah. L'fichoch mutl losses v'losses imoim, we're allowed to do business with them b'yayim chagam on their holidays. Ul halvoysam at the land b'chol shar dvorim. B'chol shar dvorim. Ramah says, v'afilu noisim b'mois l'kehanam, ein noisim im pekruvis, but even if you give money to their priests on that day, the priests just use it themselves, enjoy it, eat it. They don't use it for the Avodah Zarah. But oy the isp zemishim eva, the Ramah says, another svara lahate, Tosfos first svara, that eva nafish atzmeinu mehem b'yayim chagam. If we separate ourselves from them on the days of the holiday, v'onishriyim b'neim, v'tshrichim lasis v'losi imam kol hashana, we live among them and we have to do business with them all year. So we have to do business with them all year and we don't do business on their holiday, it will be some Eva. It used to sound like it won't be Eva because a person could say he doesn't need to do business today. It seems from the Ramah, in his situation, if a person that needs to do business with the guy on other days, so the guy knows he has what to buy and what to sell, and he doesn't do it on the holiday, it will cause animosity. If you go come into a city and you find them happy, celebrating b'yom chagam on the day of their holidays, someich imoim shomeiv, you're allowed to be happy with them because of eva to have a kamachan of lam. You're just trying to be chayin of them and smear them. You're not doing it to actually be happy with the avodah zarah. Therefore, it's mutter, because otherwise, if you show that you don't care about their holiday, it'll cause eva. U'mikomokim, bal nefesh yarchik, milasmoyich imoim, bal nefesh, it's right for a person to keep away from being happy with them, because it's somewhat participating in the holiday of Avodah Zarah, u'mikolaseh shalei eva b'davar. If you could do that, and figure out a way to do it, that won't make a fight. V'cheinim shalech doirun l'goy b'zman hazeh. This is similarly, if you want to send a gift to a guy nowadays, b'yom shmini sh'achar nitl, on the 8th day after December 25th, shekoyrin na'yar, which is called New Year's, she'esh lehem simen, im yagi lehem dorim b'chagahu, they consider it a simen, they consider it a good sign, an ominous occurrence, if they get a gift on that day. So, im efshel l'shloichlim b'erif, you should send it rather on the day before. Because if you send it on their day, you're somewhat participating in their simcha. You're causing them to have extra simcha. And they'll go thank their Avodah Zarah. So you should not send it on New Year's Day itself. And if you cannot do that, and it'll end up being a fight if you don't send them that gift. He expects a gift from you, and you have to give it on the day of New Year's. It would be permitted to send it on that day, even though the guy appreciates it, but because it would cause eva, it would cause animosity if you do not send it.